Sirach, chapter 47. And after him rose up Nathan to prophesy in the days of David. As is the fat when it is separated from the peace offering, so was David separated from the children of Israel. He played with lions as with kids, and with bears as with lambs of the flock. In his youth did he not kill a giant, and take away reproach from the people, when he lifted up his hand with a sling stone, and beat down the boasting of Goliath. For he called upon the Most High Lord, and he gave him strength in his right hand, to kill a man mighty in war, to exalt the horn of his people. So they glorified him for his 10,000s, and praised him for the blessings of the Lord, in that there was given him a diadem of glory. For he destroyed the enemies on every side, and brought to nothing the Philistines his adversaries, break their horn in pieces to this day. In every work of his he gave thanks to the Holy One Most High with words of glory, with his whole heart he sang praise, and loved him that made him. Also he set singers before the altar, and to make sweet melody by the music. He gave beauty to the feasts, and set in order the seasons to perfection, while they praised his holy name, and the sanctuary sounded from early morning. The Lord took away his sins, and exalted his horn forever, and gave him a covenant of kings, and a throne of glory in Israel. After him rose up a son, a man of understanding, and for his sake he lived at large. Solomon reigned in days of peace, and to him God gave rest round about, that he might set up a house for his name, and prepare a sanctuary forever. How wise you were made in your youth, and filled as a river with understanding. Your soul covered the earth, and you filled it with dark parables. Your name reached to the isles afar off, and for your peace you were beloved. For your songs and proverbs and parables, and for your interpretations, the countries marveled at you. By the name of the Lord God, which is called the God of Israel, you did gather gold as tin, and did multiply silver as lead. You did bow your loins to women, and in your body you were brought into subjection. You did blemish your honor, and profane your seed, to bring wrath upon your children, and I was grieved for your folly, so that the sovereignty was divided, and out of Ephraim ruled a disobedient kingdom. But the Lord will never forsake his mercy, and he will not destroy any of his works, nor blot out the posterity of his elect, and the seed of him that loved him he will not take away, and he gave a remnant to Jacob, and to David a root out of him. And so rested Solomon with his fathers, and of his seed he left behind him Rehoboam, even the foolishness of the people, and one that lacked understanding, who made the people to revolt by his counsel. Also Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, and gave to Ephraim a way of sin. And their sins were multiplied exceedingly, to remove them from their land. For they sought out all manner of wickedness, till vengeance should come upon them.